Live Updates: Trump Holds Missouri Rally for Josh Hawley. By Tony Lee on November 1, 2018. President Donald Trump will hold a Thursday evening rally in Columbia, Missouri, for Republican Senate candidate Josh Hawley, who is leading Senator Claire McCaskill, DMO, in the polls heading into Election Day. Trump will hold 9 more rallies before Tuesday as he barnstorms across the nation to help Republican candidates. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 9:06 p.m., Trump says Republicans in some places are turning out more than in presidential election years. Tremendous numbers of Republicans are going out to vote, Trump says. He says two maniacs stopped the momentum last week because nobody was talking about the election, but the momentum is now picking up again. Trump cites strong borders, taxes, common sense. 9:05 p.m., crowd cheers when Trump talks about opening the American embassy in Jerusalem. Trump says if Pelosi, Schumer, McCaskill, and the crazy Democrats get back in power, they will try to do everything to raise the hell out of your taxes and eliminate your borders in addition to increasing regulations. Trump again reminds the crowd that he was the only Republican during the 2016 primaries to promise not to do anything with Social Security and says nothing has happened to Social Security. 9:02 p.m., Trump talks about his VA reforms and pay raises for military. He hypes his Space Force and says he is keeping America safe from radical Islamic terrorism and keeping Gitmo open. He says he withdrew the U.S. from the horrible, one-sided Iran deal. He says Iran just wants to survive now. He says Iran wanted to take over Syria and Yemen before he came into office. 8:58 p.m., Trump talks about his proposals to lower drug prices. And he says he might as well talk about himself because nobody else is going to talk about his accomplishments. 8:53 p.m., Trump now talking about his USMCA trade deal and opening up Canada. He says Canada is now gladly taking our stuff. Trump says, of his steel tariffs, that he taxed all of the garbage that was being dumped. He says the steel industry is now one of the hottest industries since he started going to town on them. We don't want to ask anybody for help, Trump says after again hammering home how important it is that America makes its own steel in case the country has to go to war. Trump asks if Americans want to ask China for steel in the future if America has to go to war. 8:52 p.m., Trump says women voters support him because they want security, don't want illegals coming across the border. That's why we are doing great with women and we have always done well with women. Trump also says women are smarter than men. 8:47 p.m., if you want your children to have a country, vote Republican, Trump says, adding that people should vote Republican if they don't want the country to be overrun by giant caravans. 8:41 p.m., Trump says Democrats want to sign illegal immigrants to free health care, free education, and the right to vote in addition to giving automatic birthright citizenship to every child born to illegal aliens. Trump, it's crazy, lunatic policy. Trump says it's costing us many billions of dollars a year. He talks about the birth tourism industry. He says China is at the top. Trump says a dictator or general of an enemy country could send his wife to have a baby on American soil and that child will be an American citizen. Trump says it's crazy before talking more about the birth tourism industry. Russians send plenty of well. Trump says then the child can bring more people because of chain migration. 8:35 p.m., Trump says McCaskill is now all of a sudden talking about border security. Where did that come from? Trump asks. He says McCaskill will never vote with him. Trump says McCaskill joined the Democrat mob and voted against Kavanaugh and was for open borders. Until today. Trump says McCaskill voted against Kate's law and voted for sanctuary cities. She votes for the crazy Democrats. And they have gone crazy, Trump says, adding a vote for McCaskill is a vote for more crime, taxes, and illegal immigration. 8:32 p.m., Hawley says it's sad that senators like McCaskill hasn't gotten with the program and says McCaskill has voted for amnesty, against the wall, sponsored an open borders bill, and against Trump's judges. Hawley now mocks McCaskill for thinking the Russians elected Trump and says Trump is president because of the Missourians. Hawley says McCaskill reminds her of Hillary Clinton. Crowd chants, lock her up. 8:30 p.m., Trump praises Representative Billy Long, RMO, for his auctioneering skills. He also has praise for Representative Jason Smith, RMO. 8:28 p.m., Trump also says this election will be about Republican results and radical resistance. It will be about greatness and gridlock. About jobs and mobs and an economy that is going strong and the Democrats who are going crazy. 8:27 p.m., a Republican Congress means more jobs and less crime, Trump says. A Democrat Congress means more crime and less jobs. He continues, that's pretty good, isn't it? Wow. 8:24 p.m., Trump says Democrats want judges to rewrite the Constitution to impose their own radical views. He talks about the record number of judges he has appointed to federal courts and his two Supreme Court justices. We defeated the Democrat mob, Trump says before talking about proudly swearing in Kavanaugh, who he says was treated as unfairly as any human being I've ever seen. Not going to happen, Trump says. He says the tough young men are not little angels and talks about them assaulting the Mexican police at the border. They are not coming in illegally, Trump says. Trump says the thousands of migrants will overwhelm schools, hospitals, etc. He asks if anybody thinks it's an accident that they are forming. Trump says he wants people to come into the country but wants them to do so legally and through merit. 8:20 p.m., Trump says America is now the top oil producer because he has cut regulations. He says Republicans want no crime, no chaos and no caravans. He says Democrats want higher taxes and more regulations. Crowd now chanting, build that wall. 8:17 p.m., they're attacking me. Because I'm fighting for you, Trump says. We really have to bypass the media because the media are so one-sided and unfair. Some says some in the media are really fine people but some are not honest. Trump says they have to go around the biased media. We have gone around them like nobody in history has gone around them, Trump says. 8:13 p.m., Trump says we were headed to war with North Korea and now, under his leadership, no rockets, no nothing. He says everything's been amazing and rockets aren't flying over Japan. Trump says he wants North Korea to be very successful and hopes to take sanctions off if North Korea meets various agreements, etc. Trump says China wants to make a deal but it has to be the right deal. 8:09 p.m., Trump says Democrats are the party of rigidity and absolute conformity and don't allow anyone to question their radical beliefs. Trump touts his support from law enforcement and bikers for Trump. He says the military and the vets are for us as well. We're much tougher. We're much tougher. We're much more sane, Trump says. We don't run around like Antifa with little arms. And then go running home to mommy's basement. And put on the black uniform and the black helmets. Trump says it's so disappointing when their helmets come off and their weak little faces are shown. He says Antifa hits people with clubs and says they are lucky Trump's supporters are nice. 8:06 p.m., Trump warns radical Democrats like Schumer can wipe it all away after talking about the country's historic and booming economy. Trump says he is putting America first again and talks about the country's great economy. 8:05 p.m., Trump predicts Holly will be a star and will fight for your values and represent you for a long time, and he's going to represent you well. 8:03 p.m., Trump like the Tigers for Trump signs. I like that, he says. Trump says he's thrilled to be back in the American heartland with the incredible men and women who make this country run. I didn't know she was a Republican, Trump jokes after saying McCaskill has been saying nice things about him but will never vote with him. Trump says McCaskill didn't even vote for Kavanaugh. 8:02 p.m., raucous crowd chanting USA. USA. That's some crowd, Trump says. Whoa. 8 p.m., Trump getting ready to speak. Mizzou Tigers for Trump signs in the background, the football program is probably missing Gary Pinkel. 7:50 p.m., Trump arrives at the rally with Josh Hawley. Crowd is amped. Trump says he is in Missouri to pull Hawley over the finish line. 7:30 p.m., the presidential seal has been put on the podium, so Trump should be arriving soon.